Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Friday, January 17th. First, our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highways in Grey Bruce are partly snow-covered. County roads are snow-covered. Visibility is listed as fair in Meaford, Thornbury, Dundalk, and Flesherton. Elsewhere, it is listed as good. Saugeen First Nation Fire and Emergency Services responded to a car fire on Highway 21 yesterday evening. They say firefighters arrived at about 7:40 and blocked off part of the highway, quickly assessed that the vehicle was clear of occupants, and extinguished the fire within minutes. They say there were no injuries to the driver. Brockton Mayor Chris Peabody says an event held in Walkerton to sign up for a new doctor in town Wednesday saw 1,000 people get rostered or on a waiting list. Peabody says the community was successful the past couple of years recruiting doctors to take on the rosters of retiring physicians. And this doctor, Mitchell Curry's goal was to sign up those who weren't already on rosters.
Dr. Curry, he was very altruistic and had this idea that he wanted to give the orphan patients in the region a chance. This was the idea that that he came up with, the first come, first serve. It was an excellent altruistic idea.
Peabody says only about 15 people who showed up didn't make it on the list. Dr. Curry was one of three physicians to announce they had room for patients this month. Two new doctors in South Bruce Peninsula also announced they were taking patients, and the response to that was also huge. Georgian Bluffs Council has approved the township's 2025 budget. It comes with a municipal tax rate increase of 4.1%. That's about $83 more on the average annual tax bill. About $1.5 million is allocated to roads, and a $5.5 million investment over 3 years for bridges are in the spending plan. There's also a plan to install a playground at the Kemble Athletic Fields, dependent on grant funding. And they've applied for grants for a few other recreation enhancements. Sauble Beach's annual Winterfest is set to go this weekend. It starts today. The Winterfest parade is scheduled for 6:45 this evening at the Welcome to Sauble Beach sign. It'll travel to the community center where a Christmas tree bonfire will be held. There's a youth dance tonight, trivia, and silent auction. Tomorrow, there's a Lions Club breakfast, then road hockey and horseshoe tournaments, as well as euchre, a barbecue, kids' fun zone. Tomorrow night, there is also a firefighters' dance. Two candidates to replace Justin Trudeau as Liberal leader are speaking out. Former Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney launched his campaign yesterday, saying the Trudeau government should have addressed affordability sooner. Former Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland is expected to launch her campaign Sunday, and her team says she would scrap the consumer carbon tax if she's elected as PM. That's a look at news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. The Maple Leafs beat former coach Sheldon Keefe and his Devils in overtime. Montreal, Winnipeg, and Detroit all stayed hot with wins. We told you earlier this week that Evgeny Malkin had his home broken into and his Stanley Cup rings were reported stolen. Well, police found the rings. They were still in his home. Must be a big house. Leila Fernandez lost to Coco Gauff in the third round of the Australian Open. And Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, passed away. He played six seasons and spent over 50 years broadcasting Brewers games. He had so many funny lines, including this one we all know from the movie Major League.
Just a bit outside.
Bob Uecker was 90. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Knights of Meaford lost 3-2 in overtime to the Wasaga River Dragons. Tonight they travel to Durham to meet the Roadrunners. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack are on the road tonight to take on the Brampton Steelheads. You can listen to the game live on Kiev Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. And the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks host Lucknow in Southampton for their last regular season home game. Checking the forecast. A few flurries this morning, then cloudy and windy, a high of 0. 2 centimeters of snow tonight, plus 1. 5 centimeters of snow Saturday, minus 8 in the afternoon, the wind chill minus 14. Flurries or snow squalls on Sunday and a high of minus 11. Right now it's minus 2 in Tobermory, minus 4 in Walkerton, and it's minus 3 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.